Today's episode, the official dedication of El Camino Sierra. In the summer of 1910, California Governor James Gillette had accepted the offer of the Inyo Good Road Club to come to the Eastern Sierra and preside over the official dedication of the first segment of roadway that was to be known as El Camino Sierra. I have watched with great interest the action taken by the people of Inyo County for good roads, and I want to compliment them for doing so, said Governor Gillette. I am pleased to note the public spirit of your citizens, and I wish you much success. The governor arrived in Mojave by train on August 30, 1910. After being greeted by proper pomp and circumstance, he was taken by motor caravan to the town of Lone Pine for the night. The governor was presented with a key of massive proportions signifying the freedom of the Owens Valley. It was noted, amongst the favors showered upon the governor and his party that evening, was a liberal supply of watermelons. Well, the next day the governor and his party continued on to Fred Eaton's poultry farm south of Big Pine for the official dedication. On the occasion of this day's gathering, a metal plaque was unveiled to mark the fact of the first work done on El Camino Sierra. It was noted, the plaque was set in a stone monument containing over 100 specimens of ore donated by Big Pine miners. After the dedication at Eaton's, the party made their way to Bishop that evening for the dedicatory dinner at the Astalia Hotel. It was said the event compared favorably with that of any state banquet and was attended by hundreds of Inyo Good Road Club members and their supporters. All in all, it was quite a celebration and one most fitting for the beginning of a road that was to become so grand.